So hi, it's Paul Kelly here, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Tom and Harry were the best of friends. They called themselves the Dharma Bums. Lit out from their home and kin with a mandolin and a pair of thumbs. Worked side by side all that summer, picking those grapes from the vine. Read by one light, took turns to cook the oldest story in the book. Enter Richard and his sister June, just before the harvest end. Richard's guitar knows a whole lot of tunes. Now Harry starts picking on the mandolin. Down by the dam in the moonlight, they play till their fingers get sore. When June kisses Tom, Harry doesn't know where to look. The oldest story in the book. The oldest story in the book. In the afternoon, they got a hit song on the radio. Richard calls up his sister June, says we're playing tonight, do you want to come to the show? June scrapes some money together for a babysitter. Tom's working late, she's glad she's on her own. Especially when Harry sings that song about the girl by the lake and how the moonlight looked. The oldest story in the book. The oldest story in the book.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here. Thanks for being here. We couldn't make it live down to the studio today, so we're pre-recorded. But boy, have we got a good show for you, so thanks for stopping in. Hopefully you enjoy it. If you do, or if you have complaints, comments, suggestions, give me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can't phone me, obviously, live this week. But I do love to get those emails, so jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com is a great way to do it. Surf on over to tellthebandtogohome.com for all kinds of podcasts and playlists and all kinds of stuff. We kicked off today's show with the great Paul Kelly, a song called The Oldest Story in the Book. And that's going to be kind of our theme for today. Today we're playing story songs or vivid character portraits. I love, love, love a story, a song that can put me in a scene that I can see it, I can hear it, I can smell it. Sometimes I can even touch it. I love something that vivid. And today I'm going to share you some of my favorite story songs and character portraits. But if I've missed something, or if you have a suggestion for a future show, I need to hear what your favorite story song is. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Paul Kelly is one of the greatest storytellers alive. I'm absolutely certain he has so many great story songs. And I want to play, man, I could play a half hour, maybe even an hour, of just Paul Kelly's greatest story songs. There's so many. They thought I was asleep. Other people's houses. Everything's turning to white. Of course, how to make gravy. Oh, so many. But I got so many other stories I want to tell. I'm going to leave Paul before we play any doubles of Paul. I'm gonna wait a bit, and we'll see how much time we have later. I want to take a trip down to Texas, where this storytelling tradition really has deep roots. This is a huge part of what they do down in Texas and a huge part of why these Texas songwriters mean so much to me. And well, let's kick it off with a couple of the greatest storytellers, greatest songwriters who ever lived, probably ever will live. I can't imagine anybody writing better stories, better songs than Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt. We're going to play them both for you right now. We'll play Townes, so many great stories. Oh. We'll play you one of his story songs in a second, but first, something from Guy Clark, This Thing. Oh my God. And here's another guy with story songs. You could do hours. But I want to play you this one just because it's so vivid and so powerful and so sad. Oh my God. Grab your tissues or your handkerchief. Get yourself ready for this story because it is a powerful one. It's from his first record. Who puts a song this great on their first record? Oh my God. Let them roll. You're listening to Tell the Band of a Hope.
He's a wino, tried and true. Done about everything there is to do. And he worked on freighters, and he worked in bars, and he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. And it was white port to put that look in his eye grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on a curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet. And he lost the thread and his mind got cluttered and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old years beyond his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you had just begun. And then he told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. Well, he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now it's been 17 years riding line. He ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, too many nights of not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl and a door, an address in Dallas and nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest, a couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there,
black veil covering, a silver hair, and old one-eyed John said her name was Alice, and she used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest her soul. Just to let him roll, Lord, let him roll. He always said that heaven just a Dallas hole. Let him roll, Lord, let him roll. Betty's gone to Dallas, rest her soul.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feed. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Ruby said you're getting us in a world of hurt. Down below the Mason dumbass line, the food gets worse. I can't go back to Tennessee. That NASCAR country's not for me. Go on if you think you must. Carlos packed his drums up in the dark of night. Ruby's standing just outside the front porch light. Chain smoking Camel Straights, the sky off to the east got gray. And it rolled off in a cloud of dust. And the gray colt nickered at the gate. She said, "You're right, it's getting late. You and me got work to do. We can't be burning daylight too." She took down the long lead rope and stayed off that slippery slope. The aspen trees were turning gold up top. The talk was buzzing round the beauty shop. Wasn't he barely half her age? Well, that's just how they do nowadays. We should all have been so lucky. And by spring she'd had the run of the freeborn men. Ruby turned 50 in a sheep camp tent. Her body still could rock all night, but her heart was closed and locked up tight. Potato fields all muddy and brown, the gossip long since quieted down. And after one more Coggins test, pouring coffee for the county vet. Pictures on the icebox door of Carlos in the first Gulf War. Black-eyed, brown, and youthful face, smiling back from a Saudi base. And then Carlos on the big bay mare, heavier now and longer haired, looking past the saddle shed from way on back inside his head. And the old vet said, "One day, Rube, that colt will break an egg in you. And now and then one comes along you just can't ride," and he went on home. The storm door didn't catch. It blew back hard as she struck a match, but she cupped it just in time. Then she sent that ashtray flying. And holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you. Took the road gig and he saw it through. He rode the tour bus while the singer flew. Managed out of Music Row, Carlos never saw the studio. Session guys had that all sewn up. He looks out the window and it starts to sleet. Laying on a friend's couch on Nevada Street. Lately he's been staying high, sick all winter, and they don't know why. They don't know why, or they just won't say. They don't talk much down at the VA. And Ruby's in his thoughts sometimes. What thoughts can get out past the wine? Feels her fingers on his brow, and right then he misses how she looked in that gray morning light. She never shaved like they all do now. He sees it all behind his eyes, and his hands go searching, but they come up dry. Halfway in that waking dream, Carlos lets the landline ring. He'd never guess it was Ruby calling, a pin in her hip from the gray coat falling. Figure eights in a lazy lope, stumbled on that slippery slope. Holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you.
Sunday, so I could sing and pray, but something quite unusual happened on that day. My church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt, and everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? And praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle, hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up and with all my might I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hand. And then join with me the choir. Listen, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. The preacher, he stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. With everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
Send the mamas in the kitchen. She's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good corn.
this story. Well, children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says.
To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.
Hi, this is Eliza Gilkison. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
My name is Yvonne Johnson. My native blood is Cree. I'm here to tell the story of a life stolen from me. Grandfather's grandfather was the great war chief Big Bear. And Flora, my grandmother, worked with medicine and prayer. My mother is Saskatchewan, my daddy ex-marine. And I was just a half-breed falling somewhere in between. Somewhere in between. Raised up in a reckless world of drugs and alcohol. The police killed my brother Earl, the only one who cared at all. Cleft palate split my face in two, no surgery could repair. I lived in shame and ridicule, foundations of despair. Foundations of despair. First memory of my brother Leon, I was only three. He threw me on the table, forced himself inside of me. All the kids stood around as I descended into hell. When I told my daddy about it, and he had his way as well, boys, he took me down as well. Have a language for the pain I suffered through. Escaping into marriage, but your past just catches up with you. Until I had three children and a ragged family. A desperate urge to keep them from the wolves that got to me, boys. Wolves that got to me. Thank you. deck was stacked against me, and I played my part so well. 3 days on the party in a drunken reverie. Shirley Ann said Chuck had plans to lure my kids from me. Lure my kids from me. We stuck him with a dagger and we beat him round the head. I unleashed all my anger and I didn't stop when he was dead. They set me up to take the fall. I went down willingly. Now I'm doing life in prison while the rest of them run free, boys. They're all running free. Grandmother, grandmother, send your prayers to me. Protect me and my children, for I love them endlessly. Creator, creator, I have come alive. Medicine bear woman, doing life at 35, boys. Life at 35. I pray, help me to make my amends to those that I have harmed. Grant them love and peace so they may understand I'm sorry. Share my shame and pain so others they might do the same, and so awaken to themselves and to all peoples of this world. Oh, hi, 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 ho, 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 ho.
Okay, was that too much? What a story, what a life. And you know, that's kind of one of the many jobs of the songwriters, to tell the stories that are hard to hear and keep these things alive for us, make them somehow palatable, understandable. And that one just brings a sad, tragic life to such vivid storytelling. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Beautiful stuff there. Liza Gilkison from the great album Land of Milk and Honey. That's the Ballad of Yvonne Johnson. Every word of it is true, unfortunately. Before that, something, I don't know, I guess a little more lighthearted, although I guess not for the Dove. Church there from Lyle Lovett from Joshua Judges Ruth. It's a classic. We heard old James McMurtry in there with Ruby and Carlos from Just Us Kids. Classic there. Man, he can write a story. Wow, so many you could choose there from old James. And we heard the classic Poncho and Lefty there from Towns and Let 'Em Roll from Guy Clark. Many of the great, just a few of the great Texas songwriters there. Bring it a little closer to home, and I want to play one that I was considered kind of the companion piece to Poncho and Lefty. It's kind of got some parallels here, and just a beautiful story. Towns is one of my very favorite songwriters in the world, and this guy is without a doubt one of my favorites in the world, but definitely my favorite in Canada. Great story. It inspired a great band and all kinds of other things. Here's the late, great Willie P. Bennett telling us about Blackie and the Rodeo King on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Blackie band, rodeo king, but they were just good friends. Been to every rodeo and they rode on every old train. And Blackie lived out her life every night trying to sort out the lies that people would tell her. And the rodeo king was an Indian who found the bottle, a better friend than any old white man. Through 20 years of fighting with the Brahmas and the horses and the women, Blackie picked him up one night laying face down in the gutter. And with her heart on her sleeve that life tailored for the street, she knew that she must talk to him. The stories he told her were enough for him to hold her and her to hold on to him. Counting scars of one another as we watch the limb of the bottle go around. And Blackie was a beauty, though why she was very hard to tell. But the faces the Lord put on us are the actions of a heart that love can fill. Heart to heart they're living now, Blackie and the Rodeo King. The Lord put on us are the actions of a heart that love can fill. Heart to heart they're living now, Blackie and the Rodeo King. Blackie and the Rodeo King.
hiding for rope. Tallow for soap. Put the rest in a pot and stir it around. White ash and black ash, a sharp edge, a strong blade. I've been a bad man, them are the facts. Got an old leather Bible, ain't a buffalo. Black ash, a sharp edge, a strong back. I've been a bad man, and I know that.
It's raining down in Johnstown. I'm waiting for the flood. Sinking steady drink on a Sunday, thinking somebody pulled the plug. She could have done what she was told. She could have used her head. Was a hooker with a heart of gold, but now she's full of lead, and it's so long. I'm moving on, my face no more you'll see. This world's a way chained to my back. Somebody set it free. Is done.
My soul is an old leaky basement. Regret is a meaningful word. Try to muster a luster from the concrete of memory once it's poured and it's set and it's cured. Tomorrows don't seem to mean nothing when you're thinking on making the scene. Praying on teens, laying beatings on queens. What I did just came naturally. I met some with doom in their future. I met some with power and grace. I met one named Crystal Tornado, twisted and laid me completely to waste. It started out roses and rainbows, but it soon became briar and hail. Soda pop sweet on occasion, but mostly bitter as India pale. She drained all the life from my body. I was her little puppet to play. She led me to strife and a beggarly life, and then drove all my loved ones away. She never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear setting me free. Pure evil distillate, her name was Crystal. She turned her pistol on me. On the street down in Houston, everything that I owned was my last. I got low when the bottle was empty. I got high with some kind ones that passed. Stayed with some fellas in Utah. Shared stories of squatting a wife. Each one of us hitched to the same crooked bitch. She's hot and cold, and she's quick with a knife. She's like a poisonous arrow flung from a place you can't see. Soft as a thistle, her name was Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. Came to my bedroom this morning, all twitchy and wanting her way. And I may survive to the end of this drive, but I'll probably arrive DOA. The old leaky basement is flooding, but there's one debt we're all born to pay. Though I may be dying, I still can't help but pine for the crystal that made me this way. Oh, she never cared much to have me, but she couldn't bear setting me free. Pure evil distillate, her name's Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me. Pure evil distillate, her name was Crystal, and she turned her pistol on me.
Of all of Kirito's joys, the thing she loved the best was to play her prized piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Kyrie played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. Now me, I played piano, but not as good as Kyrie. She went in for that long-haired stuff, but my, she played it pretty. The old piano had a tone, 'twould set my heart to aching. It always sounded sweetest though when it was Kyrie playing. In December, when the Seventh Fleet was turned to smoke and ashes, the order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. And Kyrie's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. And Kyrie left alone to fend and hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not drift as often from up the cove at Kyrie's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Kyrie knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and the old upright would stay behind, and Kyrie she would grieve. I loaded Kyrie on the bus with stoic internees. The crime that they were guilty of was that they were not like me. And if I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. They were flotsam on the wave of war. They were no friends of mine. I went up to Kyrie's house to tag all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers who'd claim them in the morning. One piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Kyrie played so well. Kyrie had not left it there for me to take as plunder. She'd rolled it down onto the dock and on into the harbor. The old upright in strangers' hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea to settle the affair. So many years have come and gone since Kyrie's relocation. I look back now upon that time with shame and resignation. For Kyrie knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity. Yes, Kyrie knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity.
There's a powerful, powerful song from former Winnipegger James Keelahan from his album My Skies, that's Kyrie's Piano. Before that, current Winnipegger Jackson Haldane there from his album Down in Oklahoma. We heard Crystal. Before that, Oh Susanna, title track to her fabulous record Johnstown, full of all kinds of murder ballads like that. Oh, so good. Before that, we heard White Ash and Black Ash from Fred Eaglesmith. That's one that just, it's perplexed me for so long. What did that guy do that was so wrong? I've heard so many theories. I don't know. Great story, though, from Things Is Changing. Before that, a guy who really brought that song to life, that's for sure, Willie P. Bennett, title track to his album Blackie and the Rodeo King. We are playing great stories and great character portraits today on Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a special pre-recorded episode. Thanks for stopping in. We will return after a few short messages, so please stick with us. Tell the Band to Go Home.